This is KCUR. I'm Jenny Witte. Squirrels can be found just about anywhere in the Kansas City area. This small furry mammal can be seen scampering around the densest parts of the city to the most rural prairie or forest settings. As KCUR's Suzanne Hogan reports, some unique squirrels are turning heads in a Northland neighborhood.
We're going to stroll down by Ken and Marilyn's.
Okay, I'm going to go with you.
Dave Wood and his wife Lisa live in North Kansas City on Erie Street, a generally quiet road where a different type of squirrel has been causing a bit of a buzz in the neighborhood.
Hey, Ken. Here's my neighbor, Ken.
The Woods walk me to the Carnes residence, just a few houses down. In the past 3 years, it's been known as one of the hotspots for the new squirrel activity.
There's a nest up there if you want to crawl up and look in it and see what's in it, Dave.
Not me.
Ken Carnes has lived on this block for 77 years. He's kind of a jokester, but assures that he is definitely not joking about the squirrels he's been seeing. And as if on cue, the squirrel proves him right.
Look on the ground right over there in the front yard.
Oh, there
oh
he
my
is.
God. Is that a black squirrel or is that
a squirrel? Yeah, that's a black squirrel.
A black squirrel, something that the Woods and the Carnes admit, up until a few years ago, they had never seen.
My wife looked it up in the internet and said that they're mutants or something, so probably a...
This is their leader.
It is a mutation.
That part is true.
This might have happened millions of years ago. The grey squirrel is much older than the black squirrel, so the black squirrel gene has somehow mutated.
Scientist Helen McRoby lives in the UK and studies squirrels. We talked on Skype. She discovered the genetic difference that causes eastern gray squirrels to be black. In Kansas City, the two most common squirrel species are the eastern gray squirrel and the fox squirrel. Both these species can be found in any color phase, from black to everything in between, even to white. McRoby explains.
It's actually very, very simple. A normal gray squirrel, if you look very closely at their individual hairs, they're actually stripy. They're made up of white, black and orange colors, but from a distance they look gray. But the black squirrel, the gene that's involved in the hair colour, it doesn't make that stripy hair, it just makes a solid black hair.
So a black eastern grey squirrel is the same species. It's just that they have a deleted gene that makes them black, or what's called melanistic. McRoby says it's very common to find melanistic squirrels in the northeastern part of the U.S., Canada, and even pockets in the Midwest. And she's still trying to learn even more about them.
If you're willing to get people to send any roadkill samples or, you know, get in touch with you, that would be fantastic to get some more tissue.
So, anyway, there are theories out there that black squirrels have an advantage in colder climates or camouflage better in forest settings and shade, but nobody really knows for certain.
I don't think they have an advantage over the greys. They're just sort of interbreeding as they go.
McRoby says that they're expanding naturally, but they've also been moved around by people. For example, in the town of Marysville, Kansas, about 2 hours west from Kansas City, about half the squirrel population is black.
In the 1920s, there was a traveling carnival or circus in town that had a cage of black squirrels. And one night, a child opened the cage and let them out.
That's Brenda Stagenborg with the Marysville Chamber of Commerce. Black squirrels are the town's mascot, and they're even protected by city ordinance.
My name is Doris Rapp. I'm from Marionville, Missouri, home of the white squirrels.
And in Marionville, Missouri, a town 3 hours south of Kansas City, Rapp is the mayor of this white squirrel town, which is also credited to either an early 1900s traveling circus or a scientist who was breeding them. Either way, they also make up about half of the population, are protected by ordinance, and are the town mascot. Steve Sullivan tracks squirrel populations and says he hears the circus theory a lot when it comes to towns explaining the origins of their rare squirrels. And there is a nugget of truth to that theory, as rare squirrels were featured a lot in those days. But it could be beyond the circus.
To me, the simplest explanation is those genes have always been in your town.
That theory, along with humans not hunting them for food as much and ordinances protecting them, could be giving them a boost.
Or equally parsimonious would be one just we had the right immigrant and so we were able to get the right genes together.
Whatever the reason, gray squirrels of all colors are on the rise and spreading across the U.S. In Missouri, the Department of Conservation says all the squirrel species are doing well here. The department gets a lot of squirrel calls, from complaints about damages to sightings of squirrels that don't look like the others. Everybody seems to have a squirrel story, and they can be fun to watch. And if you happen to come across any black squirrel roadkill, there is a scientist in the UK who would love for you to send it to her. Suzanne Hogan, KCUR News.